Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. What up, Lon? This your boy Lonely Tone. I be turned up in that bus. I be turned up in that bus. I be turned up in that bus. Lonely, what you doing? Say I'm turned up in that thing up. She know how I like it, like it. I know how I like it, like it. Get up in that thing, thing. Why me get excited, excited? Smack on that apple, and then I get to it. Smack on that, and then I get to it. Love it when I choke her. Creflo Dollar choker. Bend her ass over. Love it when I stroke her. Do it with no hands. Hand. She do it with no hands. Watch her buy me weed, watch she do it with no hands. She swallow it all on a hot summer day. Shout out to Freaky Friday. I be turned up in that pussy, turned up in that pussy, turned up in that pussy. I be turned up in that pussy, I be turned up in that pussy. Resist it. Bad bitches, y'all winning. I'ma hit it like you stole some. Hit it like you owe some. Hit it like you tryna pay your rent. And you just asked me to hold some. You know I bet I want you. Won't go wear that dress I bought you. When I get them clothes off you, do it just like that, it taught you. Go real fast and slow it down. Face me, now turn around. Your turn, my turn. Get on top, then ride it out. You my freak, in the sheets, but still the lady when you in the streets. You the best when it comes to sex. The mother girls, they can't compete. I'ma turn up, you know I will. And I'm bumping that Johnny Gill. Two time for them bad bras who know how to throw it back for real.
I be turned up in that pussy. Turned up in that pussy. Turned up in that pussy. I be turned up in that pussy. I be turned up in that pussy. Turned up in that pussy. I be turned up in that pussy. I be turned up in that pussy.
Motherfucking Freaky Friday. This is your girl, Shay Shay, a.k.a. Miss D. Crunk, with my favorite bitch.
What it do, y'all? Happy fucking Freaky Friday. What's up, Miss D. Crunk?
What's good? What's good? We got another Freaky Friday. It's a new time. For those of y'all who don't know and just tuned in for the first time, the show is now at 8 p.m. We'll be rocking with you for a whole hour with all your sex topics, relationship topics. So we definitely got a lot to talk about in this Nicole tonight.
Yes, we really do, man. I'm excited. I've been waiting to get on the phone with you, man, and get on live on air, man. It's definitely turned up, man. I got my Ciroc in hand. Shout out to Ciroc, the Ciroc boys and girls. Man, let's get this thing rolling. Miss D. Crunk, what is our, of course, before we get into the topic, you know, we got to always give the disclaimer, man. It is Freaky Fridays. We talk about turning up. We talk about getting freaky. We talk about it all. Like, we really, really go in. But one thing that me and Ms. D. Crunk, we are all about is practicing safe sex. If you are not married, man, you better wrap that shit up, man. So definitely shout out to everybody that's on the success tip. Y'all make sure y'all wrap that thing up, man. But Ms. D., what is the topic for tonight? Let the people know.
Okay, so the topic for tonight, I've been having a lot of grown people coming to me like, you know, why don't you talk about some different relationship things? So So the topic for tonight is the five love languages. And what I mean by that, people are express love in different ways. So there is the five love languages are physical touch, which is people feel like they're loved through intimacy. Then it's word affirmation, where they feel like, okay, you know, they need people to compliment them and things all the time. And also it's acts of service, which is devotion, receiving gifts, and quality time. So those are the five love languages that, you know, they have put out there and saying that, you know, things to make a relationship better, your sex life better. But different people like different things.
Well,
so, you know what I'm saying? So you never know. You know, you could be a person who likes receiving gifts and you feel like you love only if you receive gifts, but then you might be with a partner who just really wants quality time.
Exactly.
So definitely, you know, we want to know what everybody thinks about it. The number is 516-666-9201. Press the 1 button to talk to your favorite girls, Delicious Nicole and Shay Shay. And definitely we're going to jump into some music. I did tell y'all I was going to get that Sex You Back to Sleep remix. And I love the remix because, you know what I'm saying, since we're talking about love and languages, I love it because basically Chris Brown showed his love for Karrueche.
There you go.
He just basically... Karrueche, he just, you know, put
all
it all
right,
the way out there.
Girl, when he screamed, it's not, and I had to think about it, I was like, is this an old song or is this a new song? Is he hollering out Karrueche name?
Right. You know what I'm saying? And even in
yeah.
the song, he says it's been a year, you know what I'm saying, they've been together. But even after
they've been without
something, they've been without each other, but it was something that he loved about her. And the thing, you know, that I picked up just from the song, I think that he just liked spending, you know what I'm saying, quality time. And he also felt love because she was there, like just being devoted to him. So definitely,
yeah,
you know, we're going to jump into a little bit. Right, we're going to jump into a little bit of music. Then we're going to come back and we're going to start with Alicia Nicole first to see what her favorite top love languages are.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Fuck you, sexy girl.
Oh, yeah.
Don't say a
Fucking me, you ask me how I want it, I say daddy, give it to me, D.
We got him watching, talking shit like why the fuck he like that bitch.
I tell them hoes, stop talking shit, he ain't my man, get off his dick.
They hating our relationship, get cake, we straight, just friend for real.
I hold that nigga down, and my baby, he know who he is.
And my nigga too, better know it ain't no limit to the things we do. We be kicking it so hard, I pull away from you. I can't let my body tell my brain my heart for you. Holding up my guard from you. You're not my little secret, but you're my little secret. We meet up on the weekend, I'm yours. Nobody knows our business, they only know we kick it. That's all they need to know, cause we good. You're not my little secret, but you're my little secret. We meet up on the weekend, I'm yours. Nobody knows our business, they only know we kick it. That's all they need to know, cause we good.
We got a bond, can't nobody come between us. They try so hard to take my spot, keep trying, baby, we nuts.
He's just a friend, got benefits, my benefits get benefits. That's why we fit, cause what we got, another bitch can never get.
He get a chick, I fall back, cause like I said, he ain't my man.
But when I get a nigga, you can trust me, he gon' understand.
I love our little rendezvous, get high and fuck like lovers do.
He swimming in my business, soaking wet. Call it tsunami,
going down, down. Baby knows just how I like it.
Make him drown, drown.
In that tsunami, keep me coming.
I'm a down bitch.
Do what I need doing
round with.
Came up together, that's my little homie, and I love him.
not my little secret, but you're my little secret. We meet up on the weekend, I'm yours. Nobody knows our business, they only know we kick it. That's all they need to know, cause we good. You're not my little secret, but you're my little secret. We meet up on the weekend, I'm yours. Nobody knows our business, they only know we kick it. That's all they need to know, cause we good.
Motherfucking Freaky Fridays. I'm listening to Kronk Radio. I'm your girl, Shay Shay, a.k.a. Miss D. Kronk. And my favorite bitch, Delicious Nicole.
What it do, y'all?
So,
I'm
if you didn't
smoke,
hear
sorry.
The topic before, that's all right, Smoke Station Confessions. If you didn't know what the topic was tonight, we are doing the five love languages. So with the five love languages, if you missed, they are words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. So those are the five love languages. Some people need all five to feel like they're loved. Some people need one or two. So we want to know tonight, you guys, what are your main love languages? And we're going to start with Delicious Nicole first. We're going to touch on each one so everybody can get a better understanding, because some people may need a little extra help with deciding what they need. But we're going to start with Delicious Nicole first. So Delicious Nicole, what you got?
You know, definitely, you know, as everybody knows, I was in a relationship for 16 years and was married. And so I've been there, you know, been divorced. So I could truly say I know what it means to be in love. I know what it means to love, and I know what it means to fall out of love. But if I had to pick out of those choices, there's three that definitely resonate with me. And I'll touch on each one just a little bit. The first one that definitely resonates with me, I'm sorry. I'm gonna start with the least, but I'm gonna start there first. It's gifts. I'm spoiled. I'm rotten to the core. Anyone knows that. Bottom line, even if a man don't spoil me, I spoil myself. So I'm spoiled. I'm rotten.
Right.
And literally, I'm like what Beyonce say. I work hard till I get it. So whatever I want, trust me, I'm gonna work hard till I get it. So I'm gonna get it. But at the end of the day, I feel like, you know, my husband, he created that in me. To look for that. He was the type of man, I was like his Barbie doll, so he would shop for me all the time. When he was out of the country, even when he's out of the country, he's home. Even if he's shopping, picking him something up, he would just always buy me something. And I would always ask him, why did you buy me something? He was just like, man, because, you know, I wanted to buy you something. I feel like, yeah, if that's your partner, you know what I'm saying, and you love them, you should think about them all the time. So, yeah, you should do it. And I did. I didn't see him. No, because I'm spoiled. I don't buy gifts for my man, and I gift him in other ways, but I spoil him in other ways, but I feel like gifting definitely is one. The second one is quality time. I definitely believe in that. I am spoiled, and I love to cuddle. I like to be under my man. I like to spend time. I like for us to go places, do new things, travel. I just like to be with my mate. I feel like your mate is your best friend. I feel like, you know, that's supposed to be your ride or die. So, you know, y'all supposed to always spend time together, no matter what it is. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's going to the grocery store to get groceries for the house, even if it's going
right.
to pay a bill, or, you know what I'm saying, y'all spending quality time, that's time. Because in the car, y'all could be talking. When y'all in line, y'all could be talking when y'all in the grocery. So, you know, I definitely will go with the quality time. And third, but definitely not least, you know what I'm saying, of course, is the physical touch. I definitely believe in that. I'm a sexual person. You know what I'm saying? It is Freaky Friday, so, of course, we have to add that in there. But, yeah, I am a sexual person. I do believe that, you know, you do show your mate or your lover, you know what I'm saying, that you love them by being sexual. You can, you know, I think for sex, yeah, you can show them other ways, but I feel like the physical touch, the cuddling, the hugging, the kissing, the holding, you know, I really, really, really enjoy that. So I really, really got to go with those three. So gives quality time, physical touch. That's Delicious Nicole's love affirmations.
That's what's up, Delicious Nicole. So, you know, I'm going to go ahead and start with mine. And, of course, I actually like a little bit of all five.
Okay.
And, you know, to start it out, of course, you know, of course my least is also receiving gifts because, as well, I spoil myself.
Right.
And the thing is, sometimes people don't understand, it's not just with, you know, it's not like you're money hungry or anything like that or Delicious Nicole. It's like, we like nice things.
Nope.
So
nope.
Some things is the smallest things that a person, right. Some things is the smallest things that a person can do for you. You might go buy me, you know what I'm saying, like my fiance, he might go buy me some candy. I appreciate it because that's what he knows that I like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I have to say, you know what I'm saying, I like receiving gifts, and he's even bought me earrings and things like that, little things like dresses, and I'm sure Delicious Nicole can, you know what I'm saying, concur with that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes
yep.
just the thought of them taking out that time to
right.
go and purchase something for you, it means a whole lot. So, you know, a lot of people take it different ways, but that's the way I feel about that part. The next one I would say is words of affirmation. Of course, you know, I'm sure every woman, every man, fact that their partner or the person they're kicking it with, just, you know, say little nice things. Sometimes just something as simple as good morning, beautiful, can go a long way. You know what I'm saying? Or some people, or just telling me I love you can go a long way. So sometimes those words can do it, but also with your words, you have to show the acts of service. You have to show me that you're dedicated, you're loyal. You know what I'm saying? So I have to have that too. And of
yeah,
course,
I
think the quality time and the physical touch kind of ties in together, I think, because when you physically touch me, we finna have some quality time. You know what I'm saying? We on some grown folks. So, and that's me. I think that a lot of, I can say, you know what I'm saying, my partner, he might be like, I don't think we spent no time together, but I'm like, yes, we did. We had sex. That was spending time. Now, am I wrong for thinking that way? I say no, but others may feel that way. Some people might be like, that's all you think is spending time with you. But that's not all it is. But like Delicious Nicole said, it could be riding a car or anything.
Right.
But that physical touch, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's just, you know, and when you're in a relationship and things like that, it's just the touch of my hand and the kissing of my hand. I can, like, I love that physical touch.
Yeah. Now, I feel
you know, just of touch and intimacy. And when you feel like that person is attracted to you, it can, and that love can build even more. Because if y'all are not attracted to each other and cannot physically touch each other, you can't, you know what I'm saying, build up that love that you're supposed to have because you don't know that person and all of their sides.
Right.
So I definitely think the physical touch is a thing. And, you know, I heard something today at work with a physical touch thing. You know, I have a friend that was in a relationship for has been in a relationship 10 years and is now getting married this year. And her husband doing this thing that they are not living together nor sleeping together for 30 days prior to their marriage. Now, if you have a partner that is used to physical touch, how do you deal with that, Delicious Nicole? I mean, you know,
at the end of the day, I believe in that kind of shit. I think that that's cool. I think that that's hot. I think that that's erotic. I think it's different. My hats go off to that, you know, couple. Congratulations, you know, goes out to that couple ahead of time. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if you can be without that, now you got to remember, because once you're married, it's on and popping. That's that every day, no matter what. right now, they're not married right now. So, yeah, it does, you know, make it a little, you know, extra, you know what I'm saying, tingly to me. This is just to me. It makes it more hot because when you think about it, what is he thinking about? He's thinking about how he is really going to just put it down on his wife once that wedding is over with. You want to know why? Because they're living separately and they haven't done anything for how many days? You see what I'm saying? I get
right.
It's going to make that whole wedding night, I mean, passionate. You know, love making, because now guess what? We're making love as a married couple. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we
right,
took that time
right.
out to just chill out, be quiet. It's just not, you know, no sexual contact, living apart. But now we can live together. We can do whatever we want. I fucks with that. So, yeah, shout out to them who definitely are doing something different. There's nothing wrong with doing it different.
Right.
There's nothing wrong
right.
with even living with your mate. Ms. D. Crump, you can attest to that. I can attest to that. I was living
right.
with my mate. While we got married, you know what I'm saying? So you can do it different ways, but I think in a sexual, romantic type way, I think that's hot. That's sexy to me. I don't know. Call me crazy.
I think, you know, and I have two sides on that, because I do think that it's a good thing, because like you said, it does give you that time to build up. But in the same token, it's like, we already been sleeping together 10 years.
Yes.
So why stop now?
I get it.
You know what I'm saying? And if you are so used to that, and like I said, what if your love language is a physical touch? And it makes me think, like, does that person later on think, over those 30 days, maybe he doesn't love me anymore? I know that's an agreement that you had. You know what I'm saying? But if
yeah.
there are no attempts and things like that, would you then start thinking, hey, maybe he doesn't love me like I think he does, or maybe she doesn't love me like I think she does, because we're not physically having sex? So it's definitely, you know what I'm saying, two different takes on it. You know, we always want to know what you guys think. Again, call in 516-666-9201. Hit that one button. Also, before I forget, make sure, if you are in the ATL area tonight, come see me at Tailgaters. They doing the homie Big Jig, Universal Artist Big Jig, and Hot 107, I'm sorry, 106 and Park, Battle Challenger and Champion, is having his single release party tonight at Tailgaters. So make sure y'all come out there, turn up with the fam. I will be in the building. I may be a little tired, but I will be in the building. Y'all know Shay always does it how I do. But we're going to get into Kato Reed with that Baby I Do. And it's Freaky Friday.
To listen to me, baby. If you don't want to give it to me, baby, I don't.
Anytime you want this love, let me satisfy you. Going down real slow, I just wanna be known. Tell me, baby, everyone fall in love with me, girl. 'Cause he can handle your world. Just play with it. All I do is please you. you, baby, on top. We go so good, I know. I'm leaning out your body anytime. I'll be yours. Anything, baby, I want it. And anytime, let me have you. I do.
Your girl post a bill. So I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, that's your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down
in the DM.
It go down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down
in the DM. Snapchat me that pussy, move. Or FaceTime me that pussy if it's cool. Well, my DM poppin'. My DM just caught a body, move. I got celebs in the DM. They're breaking news if they see them. But nah, we don't do no talking. We see suckin' shit too often.
Fuck nigga.
I seen your girl post a DM. So I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down
in the DM.
It go down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down.
Don't you hate when you get screenshots?
Hit it.
Bitch, that DM one for everybody.
Rules.
I love the gram. I'm addicted to it, I know I am. And I just follow Angela
Simmons.
Boy, I got a crush on Angela
Simmons.
They like, damn, got it, you bold.
Bold.
Fuck it, I'm gonna let the world know. Go. I seen your girl post a DM. So I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him.
To stay strong, but it never works.
Motherfucking Freaky Friday. It's on Deliciously Crunk Radio. I'm a girl, Shashay, a.k.a. Ms. D. Crunk. I know y'all missed the joke. I was just getting on Delicious Nicole about her love life she has for me, because y'all know she's my favorite bitch. So I'm going to tell you, I think her love language for me, honey, is acts of service, because this one right here, honey, she be trying to show me some stuff. But I fuck with him the long way, though.
No, y'all fuck with me,
Big Trump. Y'all know I love her dearly. And, you know, one thing I can say I respect about my friend, man, she going to always tell me the truth. And, Pooh, that one thing I could always say about you.
Oh, I love you.
You know what I'm saying? So that's my love action for my favorite bitch. She gives me lots of words of affirmation. Oh, she gonna have a word of affirmation for me too.
Yeah, I love that bitch. That's how I love affirmation. I love that bitch. That's my favorite bitch.
Yes,
man.
Yes.
Shout out to Ms. D. Quant, man. Of course, man. Y'all know she's getting married. I got to definitely shout that out, man. That's a big thing. I'm so happy for her. I'm happy for my brother-in-law. You know, it seems like for the very, very first time in a very, very long time, Ms. D. Crunk is sincerely happy. And with that being said, man, I cannot wait until because it's about to go digital for my
it's
girl.
It's about to go digital, y'all. I'm going to let y'all know. Let me go ahead and put that in air one more time if y'all did not hear her. Your girl has officially been taken off the map.
Off the market.
Off the market. I'm already off the market, but it's official. On June the 4th, it goes down. If you do not get an RSVP, that means you was not invited. You are not invited. If your name is not on that list, they will not let you in the door because, you know, me and Delicious Nicole are celebrities, so we have to watch the people who are around us. So I got to put that out there, honey, because I got people come up to me. Everybody wants invitations. Everybody wants invitations, so I have to put that out there. Everybody's not invited. I do love y'all. I wish y'all could be there. If it was left up to me, I'd broadcast the radio show, but unfortunately, I can't do that on that day. We'll actually be off an entire. I'm gonna go ahead and let y'all know for our entire first week of June, we will not air Deliciously Crunk Radio because I will be on my honeymoon, getting my quality time and my physical touch. from my side.
No.
Tell everybody, let the clock know we're going to miss her. Let's just say no, we're going to miss her.
She can't leave us.
But I
yes,
will
you can.
Be
I take
back.
That back. Yes,
I can. y'all know she always. You know he is listening right
out.
Now. Like hell, no.
Like,
no work,
man. You damn
right. No work, no nothing. So you know you got to keep your relationship spicy. You got to make time for your relationship. You know a different turn that we are going to take with Freaky Fridays. You know, it's not going to just always be about sex talk. We want to help people with their relationship.
Relationships. Hell yeah, man.
You know what
I'm
saying? Ways to start up your relationship.
I don't know if you know, but you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my homegirl, Ashley Dodd. She tuned in to us actually, she said, I think a couple of weeks ago when we were back for the first time. And she, you know, talked to me and she was just like, you know what? You definitely need to go ahead and write that book, man. And she just wrote a book. She just wrote her own book and is published. And I mean, everything is sold and everything. And when I tell you, Ms. DeClaw, I got to do it because I feel like, you know, my relationship, it had its highs, it had its lows, it had its romance, it had its trials, you know what I'm saying? I know I can help a few ladies, and I feel like I can help a few guys understand the ladies as well.
Right.
But then I can also help the ladies understand the men, too. So I'm doing the book. I've already started, and I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm going to put a lot out there, you know what I'm saying? I am going to, and you got to remember, I'm putting myself out there. So that means I'm opening up the world to know any and everything about me. You know what I'm saying? And but I'm willing. I'm willing. I'm excited about it. And just know, y'all better watch out. Literally, I don't know what I'm going to title it yet. I think I'm going to call it The Real Love in Hip Hop.
I really like that.
Yeah, what we watching on TV, that shit ain't the real shit. Ms. D. Clark,
it is definitely
know,
not true. That's
so
definitely not how relationships rock. And
exactly.
The only people the only people I really can respect on Love and Hip Hop are Yandy and Mendeecees.
Yep.
And Remy and Papoose.
That's the only
love I see on Love Hip Hop.
That's it.
Love and Hip Hop.
Those are the only two that I see on New York, on a New York cast. They have a real relationship. They have the real struggles of what it could be like. Remy Ma busting a bitch up, you know what I'm saying, in the head. Yeah, because bitches can get reckless with the mouth and try to come for you because they jealous. You know what I'm saying? I get that. You know what I'm saying? The dude waiting years for his wife. I mean, DC's, you know what I'm saying, got to go to jail now because some shit he did in his previous years. But then look at his wife. He's a manager to a hip hop artist. You know, it's real out here. It really is real. But what I don't like is they don't show the dirty side of it. You see what I'm saying? Like real talk.
Right.
My favorite couple on Love and Hip Hop New York is Yandy and Mendeecees. But what they never touched on was that secret little baby. If you notice, after she had her first child,
extra baby,
it was another little boy that came in the picture. They didn't never talk about that. They kept that on the hush. And that baby's young.
Right.
So with that being said, that's what my book is going to be about. I'm not holding back shit. I don't care who get mad. Everybody know who my relative is. Everybody know who my in-laws is. I don't care at this point. I'm not going for blood, but what I'm going for is just the truth, period. And I want to help people. And if it means helping people, oh, well, I'm not trying to slander my brother-in-law and his family. I'm just really just trying to put it out there. And I feel like us ladies need to hear this shit. Real talk.
Right. Because you never know
so
who it may touch. Somebody could be going through the same situations, and that's what people don't understand in relationships and friendships. Somebody could be going through the same thing you're going through.
That's
and
right.
Or something that you've been through, whether that's just how to deal with domestic violence, how to deal with, you know what I'm saying, learning how to love. Different things. Some people don't know these things. And I know some people say, how do you not know how to love? But some people don't. You have people that can say, again, we're talking about the love languages. You have people that can say, only time I ever feel like I'm loved is if somebody buy me something. If they don't buy me nothing, they don't love me.
Man,
and there's
love
people
me.
Out there that's like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you like, well, what about the other stuff? Oh, well, she ain't gonna buy me them new J's, she don't love me. Or he ain't gonna buy me no car, he don't love. You know what I'm saying? And it's real. And it's even and even these young teenagers, you got these young teenagers saying, okay, you the girl or the guy, one of them is a virgin. And then they say, well, oh, well, if you're not sleeping with me, you don't love me.
Yeah, that's true.
We learn these languages at a young age. And at a young age, you know, and I can say that, especially in the black community, we learn that sex is how we're supposed to feel like we love. We don't learn about the other stuff until you get older. You know what I'm saying? Because really and truly, when you're a teenager, you're not thinking about quality time. You're not thinking about nothing else. You're thinking about sex and sex only. And if you're with a person and you're not a virgin and they are, you're like, okay, well, you know what I'm saying? And I've had this, I've seen this plenty of times with teenage girls that they say, well, I did it because he said if I loved him. But I didn't like
him. Yeah, no problem.
But I'll continue to do it because I love him and I want to keep him happy. But what makes you happy?
Right. That's the thing. Nobody considers themselves, though, the ladies, let me just put it that way. Yeah, they don't consider themselves. They want to please the guy. Yeah, I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? What really, and that's the question that a lot of different people can answer. You know what I'm saying? It comes different ways. But me, I think really being happy is when you find somebody who just soothes your soul. And I know y'all are not used to the Shay Shay, Ms. D. Crunk talking like this, but I am truly in love. So I know what it feels like now to be in love. I know that all of those other relationships that I thought was love, wasn't.
Shut your sappy. You so sappy. Shut your sappy ass up.
I know.
Shout out to my girl, man, and my brother, man. She's so sappy right now. Y'all know me. She's so sappy. This is sappy.
Y'all know I'm not used to it. Y'all know I'm cutthroat. This is what it is.
I'm not used to it.
You know what I'm saying? But when you feel it, you feel it. And Delicious Nicole knows that feeling. So, you know what I'm saying? When you feel it and you know, it's like, you know, it don't matter what nobody say, what nobody think, it be like, it's just the way I feel.
Well, there it is. And that's
you know
what it is. That's literally what it is. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, again, you know, so take time out, guys. Talk to your partners or your cut buddies. You know, you might want to find out what your cut buddy love language is. It's always good to know seriously, because if they all about just cutting and that's the only thing they want, you need to know that language.
Yeah,
so you know not
true.
To overstep those boundaries. You know what I'm saying? Because people, again, they have sex and feelings get involved. But then you say, well, then the other person say, well, why you got feelings? We was only having sex. Because the whole time they might be looking at it as, oh, again, we spending quality time. Or they're showing me, you know, acts of kindness or words of affirmation. Words of affirmation sometimes, too, can come in the middle of physical touch. So they might not mean it outside of that physical touch, but people take it that way. So it's always good, you know what I'm saying, to know the different things about the people that you're around and the people, you know what I'm saying, that you care about.
Totally agree.
You know, so definitely... You know, we are now cracking down to our last 5 minutes of the show. So I want to definitely make sure I personally say, again, if you are in the ATL area, come see me at Lawrenceville tonight at Tailgaters in Lawrenceville. We got Universal Artists Big Jig single release party. Also, make sure y'all check him out in the new album, Chipmunks movie. Shout out to my homie. My favorite bitch, my ride or die. Y'all know she my everything. Honestly, truly, I love this girl. Delicious Nicole. Shout out to my fiance, Bosses Move. Shout out to all the family, friends, Starlight Entertainment. We see y'all. They will be at O'Reilly's each and every Saturdays at Sharon Showcase. And again, of course, we love all the supporters. Next week, tune in. We're going to have the people's choice. So make sure y'all hit us up on our Facebook site, Instagram. Let us know what's your choice for next week's Freaky Friday topic.
going down. I don't know what the topic's going to be, but we're going to get one.
We definitely going to get one. So we're going to let the people decide. We're going to let the people decide.
We're going to
see
decide.
What they want.
I think of something. I know it's going to be something hot. You know what I'm saying? This, I'm not going to lie, I love today's topic. I think the love languages is really, really good. I like the whole aspect of definitely talking about, of course, sex and the relationships. I think that's great. So for sure, you know what I'm saying, I'm rocking with either or. But I want to definitely give out my shout-outs, of course, to my favorite bitch. I love you so, so much because definitely without you, Freaky Friday, Mad Music Mondays would not be possible. So, of course, you know, I want to shout-out my brother-in-law. I know he over there in the cut. What's up, bro? Love you. Shout-out to my nieces and my nephews. I love you guys. And, of course, to all of our listeners, to our people that definitely be tuning in and rocking with us, you know what I'm saying, and definitely just asking about the show, when we coming, when we doing this, shout-out to y'all, man. Shout-out to the ones that go back and listen to the show even after we've aired, you know what I'm saying? We definitely want to show y'all some love, too. Y'all make sure y'all tune in right here, same time, Monday, for my homegirl, Miss D. Crunk, Mad Music Mondays, man. Make sure y'all submit y'all music, your indie music. So my girl, shayshay.dce@gmail.com. Y'all make sure y'all submit y'all music to her, man, and she will definitely get you on your interviews. Whatever questions you may have, she got you. Just make sure you tune in Monday, same time, right here, man. Of course, and I'm out. That's all I got to say, man. It's Freaky Friday.
It's motherfucking Freaky Fridays. We're going to end the night with the homie, Universal Artist, Big D, with that Kyrie Irving.
Suspect. Only real is the topic of my subject. If it ain't real, yeah, then it ain't me. When you say my name, make sure you use 4G. And we ain't talking doll, we talking 4G. Yeah.